Each of two St. Joseph residents have been charged with felonies for their alleged involvement in an assault and burglary recently in Pettis County. According to a probable cause statement on December 3rd, Sedalia police officers responded to a report of an alleged robbery of a vehicle in the 3000 block of East Broadway Boulevard. While en route to the scene, officers reportedly noticed a vehicle that matched the description of the alleged stolen vehicle, and a pursuit ensued. The alleged stolen vehicle reportedly was traveling at a high rate of speed on residential streets, and the suspect was apprehended after a brief foot chase after he had exited the vehicle. During the investigation, 27-year-old Kevin Collado was identified as the driver. He reportedly stated 29-year-old Preston Brown struck a victim in the face with a handgun, causing the victim to lose several teeth, and stole the vehicle. Brown allegedly told Collado to drive the vehicle back to St. Joseph. Brown reportedly was not apprehended because he left the scene in another vehicle. He reportedly was identified by the victim from a photo lineup. Online court documents state Brown and Collado have each been charged with a Class A felony for first-degree robbery and a Class D felony for tampering with a motor vehicle in the first degree. Collado also has been charged with a Class E felony for resisting or interfering with an arrest for a felony, and his bond had been set at $75,000 cash or surety. Brown also has been charged with a Class D felony for second-degree assault, and his bond was set at $80,000 cash or surety. A future date for each suspect at the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia is pending. After a traffic stop, illegal drugs allegedly were found in a vehicle in which a child was riding, and a Sedalia man has been arrested and now faces a couple of felony charges. According to a probable cause statement, the traffic stop occurred on November 30th, and the Sedalia police officer allegedly located a sandwich baggie containing methamphetamine in the door as the driver exited. During a further search of the vehicle, the officer allegedly recovered a glass smoking pipe with visible residue in the bowl, which also allegedly tested to be methamphetamine. According to online court documents, 27-year-old Travis Martin has been charged with Class D felonies for possession of a controlled substance and endangering the welfare of a child involving drugs in the first-degree first offense, as well as a driving-related misdemeanor. Bond was set at $7,500 cash or surety. Martin appeared via video for an arraignment hearing, and his cause was continued for a counsel status hearing at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 12th at the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia. And a Lexington man was seriously injured in a rollover traffic accident involving a tractor trailer in Ray County earlier today. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred as the driver of an eastbound Peterbilt, 63-year-old Michael Register, reportedly entered a curve at an excessive speed. The tractor trailer began to travel off the left side of the roadway, returned to the roadway, became sideways, began to overturn, rolled off the left side of the roadway, and came to rest on its tires. Register reportedly was transported by Life Flight helicopter to Truman Medical Center in Kansas City for treatment of injuries. The accident happened just after 8:30 a.m. on Route AA east of Carpenter Road. KMMO News Time is 5:18.